It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Is there a commander on offense
yes,
and a commander
Chris.
On defense that we're sleeping on?
Yes.
And whatever, again, sleeping on means, overlooking, maybe not giving enough credit, maybe
I don't think it's one player in particular on offense. I would say it's a thing that's being done, rather.
What's that?
And we have talked about it.
Mm-hmm.
Their running attack has been as successful as it's been. One, the offensive line, I mean, you can't give them enough credit, the holes that they're creating. But mm-hmm. the way that the tight ends and wide receivers have blocked this year, they set a they made it a point of emphasis. Why do you think Jahan's not here? He couldn't do it.
Well, yeah. We said that the day he was traded.
It was because of that. And, like, you're seeing the benefits of when you get superb effort from your skill guys in the running game, how much runs were able to pop. You mentioned Ben Sinnott. He, to me, is going to end up being the gem of the class. Watching what he's done the last 2 weeks, because he's done it the last 2 weekends yeah. in particular to me. The Giants game, his head was out of the game. The penalties, he played like a fool, like a rookie. But the last 2 weeks, some of the runs that he's had, some of the pin down blocks that he's made, some of the blocks that he's made on the second level, helping guys spring up for touchdowns, like on the McNichols one. Like, he's been really impressive, and I think he's going to end up being the best pass-catching tight end, too. Like, that's the whole, like, ironic part about this.
You know what's interesting? They went – I mean, John Bates –
I've been blown
away
by him.
I mean, John Bates, I would say, is – and maybe it's because we have more of a track record – is considered one of the best blocking tight ends in the NFL. Considered. I mean, Logan Paulson often says that. When Logan Paulson says something, it doesn't mean he's always right, but I'm going to – and your eyes would tell you that because you've seen Bates lead the way on a lot of these perimeter runs a lot. But Sinnott is – I mean, I knew he was a good all-around player, and sure, I'd love for him to get a catch, get a reception, make an impact offensively, what have you. And we did see that once in the preseason. I think he had like a 42-yard catch and run, and he was knocking people over and bulldozing people. But in I watched him on a special teams punt coverage, mm-hmm. I think third series for Arizona on Sunday. He just annihilated a guy. Just annihilated a guy. That's how you get, believe it or not, people, that's how you get more targets on offense. You know why? Because if you do the little things like blocking on the perimeter and not blocking illegally downfield, not doing anything that, again, like Linnell said, that's going to get you flagged, like the fourth and goal against the Giants where he jumped off sides, and maybe some of that was cadence issues and all that stuff. Not any of that stuff. I'm talking about when you block your ass off and when you play special teams like a demon, that's going to get you opportunities on offense to catch the ball, to get targets, to be a part of the game plan, because coaches all see it and they all know it and they all want to reward players that are doing the little dirty, grimy things the right way.
That's how it should be. And I think he's being rewarded for it. He's like, the snap count between the tight ends have been fairly even.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
And it shows you that they have confidence in all three and that they're not just, hey, we're going to throw the football when Zach Ertz is here. And hey, we're going to run the football when Sinnott or when John Bates is out here. You know what I'm saying? Like, because you can't be like that. There was once, you remember Ryan Grant, right? The receiver that was like, what, the fourth round pick?
Tulane
or whatever.
Man crush.
Yeah, I mean, and like somebody did an analytical study like one time in like 2017 that, like, they would throw the football, I think, or maybe run the football like 78% of the time when Ryan Grant was in the game. You know, and that was kind of a telltale sign. And then if we could figure that out, then others could. The player that I think we're sleeping on, at least, that is not being given, I think he's been given some credit in media circles, but has played way better than he did last year as Andrew Wiley. If you watch Jeremy McNichol's second touchdown last week, Andrew Wiley just caves in the right side.
Oh, Jaden Daniels,
the left side of the defense. Well, but that was on the McNichols touchdown. On the Jaden Daniels touchdown, he doesn't cave in the same way.
It's the movement.
It's not the same.
Display,
it's the movement. It's and Tyler Biadasz. Tyler Biadasz.
You and Jay Gruden can't say Biadasz. Jay's worse
Tyler
than you.
Biadasz. I don't know because it looks like Biadasz.
Jay calls him Biadasz.
Biadasz. Tyler Badass was great on that Jaden Daniels, but so was Andrew Wiley. Andrew Wiley is only, again, take it for what it's worth, offensively through four games, the 13th highest grade and graded Washington Commander on offense. He's played 260 snaps, 148 in pass blocking, 112 in run blocking. Now, I don't know how they come up. I guess they judge whether it was supposed to be a pass or a run or whatever, because we just gave you the run-pass splits earlier. Just real quickly, he's got a 64 overall grade, a 68-1 in pass blocking, a 59-3 in run blocking for Andrew Wiley. Last year, I think he was charged with 9 sacks. I think it was 9.5 sacks. I believe that was the number. This year, Andrew Wiley has given up, ready for this?
Yeah.
In terms of sacks, I should have, my computer is, for whatever reason, not allowing me to give you that. I'm going to give it to you in just a sec. Hang in there. I'm going to give it to you in just a sec. But he's only had, listen, he hadn't been perfect. I'm not saying that he's been lights out. I'm not saying that he's been all pro or anything. But for a guy who missed a good portion of preseason, right, to start, for a guy who a lot of people thought, hey, man.
Missed them there all at camp.
Yeah, right. And but hey, he might get cut. He might not start. Hey, maybe they can start Brandon Coleman at left tackle and Cornelius Lucas at right tackle.
Sure.
All of that
stuff.
I was
the one leading the charge.
Yeah, Andrew Wiley has been pretty good. So I think we've been sleeping a little bit on him. Now, in terms of defense, real quickly, are we sleeping on somebody? Anybody in particular?
I mean, how can you sleep on a group that is really just hasn't performed up to expectation? Sleeping on someone?
No sacks, by the way, Wiley. Sorry.
It's great.
Give that.
I don't think we're sleeping on anybody defensively.
I think
Benjamin St. Juice has been really good. That's what I would say.
I think Benjamin St. Juice has been good.
That would be the one surprise to me on defense.
But I don't know if we're sleeping on him because I think he got a lot of praise for week two, which he deserved.
Chin's been really good the last 2 weeks.
You know who I think we're sleeping on but maybe doesn't jump out at you and go, oh, okay, like he's making big plays, but I think he's a player that I've grown and I think they've grown and I think fans have grown to trust, Quan Martin. I think he can be better. I think he can be more. But I think Quan Martin is a physical player. I always see him around the ball. I think he is versatile enough that he can help them in different ways. I think Quan Martin is a guy that we're sleeping on a little bit. Now, I want to see more. But I like Quan Martin. I guess I should. He was a second-round pick last year, for crying out loud.
Yeah, he's okay.
You know, right. I mean, he's a solid player, right, with the ability to get better. I think certain guys regress as they go along in their career. I think Quan Martin has gotten better so far through a year and a half or a year and a quarter. And maybe you don't see the eye-popping, game-changing plays so far this year, but I think Quan Martin is a little bit more of I also think, you know, maybe things would have been different if Chin didn't come around. Yeah. But that's part of the reason why your guy Derek Forrest and Daddy Derek is kind of just like laying in the woods and why he can't get in the field. Now, he might get back on the field this week because Tyler Owens got banged up. I don't know. But so far through four games, why he hadn't been able to sniff the field is because Quan is doing enough in their eyes to deserve whatever playing time he's got without making, per se, the defensive flashy plays. I like Quan Martin. I think he can do, again, better. I'm not saying he's great. Just give you a little, for instance, he's the eighth graded defensive player for the Washington Commanders. Overall, not great, but solid. 60.1 out of 100. 71.2 out of run defense, 77.1 in tackling. For a team that struggles to tackle, Quan Martin rarely misses a tackle, or at least that I've seen.
Yeah, he's been good. Need to see more.
Okay.
He's been good, though.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.